You've tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, community radio from the Shuswap, by the Shuswap, and for the Shuswap. It's a non-commercial alternative brought to you by local volunteers for the enjoyment of local folks like you. Check out voiceoftheshuswap.ca and see what The Voice has to offer you. Join up and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny. And this week you've been listening to the 2017 Roots and Blues edition of Live in the Shuswap. In this segment, we've been chatting with Montreal-based Ohm Sound. Just before the break, you heard Time Shift from their latest album, Gardens in the Ghetto. Now, we resume the conversation.
What about your influences?
I'm a piano player and I grew up playing classical music. So I think till I was like 13, I don't think I really... I mean, I had like a couple random CDs that I stole from my brother and like listened to like on repeat in my room, like really weird ones like Rage Against the Machine. Yeah. And then it was like Chopin and like Beethoven the rest of the time. So then I got like in my teens and I went like rebellious phase or whatever, and I listened to, then I started listening to a lot of hip hop, like gangsta hip hop, you know. And then it kind of tied it all together at some point, somehow. And now that's what you get. Here I am. I don't know what it is.
And you're good. The new guy. What kind of stuff were you listening to?
I grew up with a lot of influences. My grandmother was a classical piano player. She played organ at the church, so I grew up in church tradition. I was in the choir myself. So classical music. My parents loved flamenco and a lot of world music. I guess high school, I got into rock. I was in some rock bands at some point, so Rage Against the Machine, System of a Down.
Yeah, we share that little Rage Against the Machine.
But more recently, I think bands like Snarky Puppy and Robert Glasper that are bringing the jazz into a more popular format. Yeah. I think that's what my head is at right now. Yeah.
And so how do you guys approach crafting a song, songwriting?
Often it's like we've been rehearsing a lot for like a tour or a gig, and we're like just playing, and then we'll be like, ah, and the creativity instinct will kind of just like erupt, and then we'll just all simultaneously write something together, like a lick or like a series of chords. And then like Orion's the lyricist, so he'll be like, come back and be like, I wrote lyrics for that, and then we'll just like put it together. And like our favorite songs seem to kind of just like happen unplanned.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, some of my other favorite songs were planned, but like lately that's how we've been doing it. So, yeah.
So it's quite collaborative then.
Yeah,
it's totally. Very collaborative. We tend to do it all together. For example, Gardens in the Ghetto, the title track off that album, Marina wrote this crazy piano run and we jammed on it a bunch, but it didn't go too far. But I happened to record that lick on my phone. And later on, I was just playing in the studio with it, and I was like, I just want to make myself a ringtone for my phone so I can listen to this cool lick. So I added kind of a Dilla hip-hop dirty beat behind it, and then a little synth line, and then showed that to them, and suddenly the creativity was re-sparked, and we wrote the song. So.
Like, I think I had that, I used to play that lick in soundcheck for like 6 months before it was a song, and every time I'd be like, this has got to be a song.
Your warm-up ends up being a song.
Yeah, exactly.
We never force it. It's very inspired.
Yeah.
You guys have another song for us, by any chance?
Maybe Tilted Glass.
Sure, Tilted Glass.
And what's that song about?
That song was written in this area, actually.
Okay.
Back when we used to live in Vernon, we were driving to Skaha to do some rock climbing. And Tilted Glass is the name of the climb in Skaha that conquered me, that I wasn't able to finish. Lots of near ground falls, and a lot of our music is inspired, or the lyrics anyway, are inspired by nature and community. So maybe you can pick up on that. We'll do kind of a stripped down version.
Of light come down slow. Red and green and white through the window.
is overcoming. Countless votaries cease becoming. If you're not growing, then you're dying.
A flower told me so.
It would be wise to listen to the plants because they know. Face of tilted glass leaves me hanging. We're moving far too fast. This mirror's aging.
Mind over matter.
Rich are getting fatter. To keep us from sobriety, it's all in the frequency. If you're not growing, then you're dying.
A flower told me so.
Other crazy part to that, I was like, are we gonna do it?
So that was the reggae, and okay. Yeah, normally we would go into the jazz right after that.
Okay, well,
crazy time cool. Signatures and that kind of thing.
All right. Okay, is there anything else you want to tell the crowd here at Roots and Blues today?
We're just super happy to be here. It's been a fantastic tour, and this is one of our favorite places to be, so thank you guys for supporting live music, because it's people like you that really make it everything that we do worth it, you know. So it means a lot. Peter North, amazing booking this year, so fantastic, and all the volunteers and other organizers. It's really an amazing festival you guys have.
Thank you. Monsanto. It's just a natural. Light a candle, let the flame burn away the pain. When your thinking's right, there's nothing that can touch you anyway. Keep on relentless mental imaging. Yeah, I know it cause I feel it. I feel it cause I'm kneeling at the feet of this incredible healing. Leaves me reeling at the power of this being. And I can't even see it, but I can reach it. And so can anyone that'll stop and make believe. State of the art now, here and hit repeat. Fade to white and dissolve from bass to beat. Light your candle. Light your candle.
You're listening to Gardens in the Ghetto, title track from the Ohm Sounds latest CD. That's all for this week. I'm Richard Sevigny, thanking you for tuning in and supporting community radio. Hope you're able to come back next week at this time for more live in the Shoe Swap.